Have you ever seen a UFO yourself? Because Sudbury has had a fair number of sightings. We'll hear about them from a local expert, Michelle Deschamps, in just a few minutes. Now, you may be a fan of the X-Files TV show, but maybe you've never seen a UFO. And maybe you wanted to. A man named Michelle Deschamps is from Hanmer, and he has been investigating UFOs, and especially around our area, for about 18 years. Good morning, Michelle, and thanks for joining us on the show this morning.
You're welcome.
Now, Michelle, I think the people that want to, what people want to know right off the bat from you is Sudbury a hotspot for UFO sightings?
Oh, it was in the past, mostly in the late 60s, 67, 68, 69.
A lot of them then. Is there any particular reason?
I think because of the mine, the Inco complex, the power supply station.
Now, you've been investigating this for 18 years, and you've come across some very clear cases in your mind in the Sudbury area, right? Father and son was one you mentioned.
Exactly.
What happened?
Well, they were at a friend's place near Long Lake, and then they looked out the window and they saw this red object flying over Long Lake. And his son, at the time he was 11, suggested his father that they race it down to the corner, which they did. And then when they stopped the car, they got out. They left the car running, and the object flew about 50 feet above the car. And the car engine stumbled a bit, but the object kept on going, and the car never stalled.
Could they tell anything more about it that close?
Well, they had a tingling sensation on the skin, like static electricity, as it flew over. And it was bright red, but it wasn't burning their skin or anything.
Not like the Close Encounters of the Third Kind, quite.
No.
You mentioned to me before a crop circle kind of case in Manitoulin, except it wasn't a crop.
Exactly. Actually, it's an actual physical landing trace.
On rock?
On rock and gravel, where the gravel was blown away, and it left two donut-shaped indentations, each measuring about 9 feet across.
And how do you know this was something landing there, as opposed to the rest of the ground around?
Well, Manitoulin has had a history of UFO sightings, too, going as far back as 1975. And there's been a couple of reports of sightings from Providence Bay and area, so...
And crop circles flatten the crops. What did this do to the gravel?
Sometimes there's change in the soil. Like, you'll have soil that actually won't absorb water at all, any moisture of any kind. Sometimes there'll be radiation, but in this case, there was absolutely nothing at all except for the... blown away crop to go in the solidification of some of the material.
The material was kind of fused together?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I want to talk about some of your own personal experiences, Michelle. We'll do that in about half an hour. I don't know if you've ever thought that you've seen a UFO. Maybe you were afraid to tell people about it, but you're not alone. A lot of people in the Sudbury area have seen UFOs over the years. Michelle Deschamps of Hanmer has been investigating that kind of sighting in our area for about 18 years, and Michelle joins us this morning. Michelle, we talked about other sightings in the area, but you've also had some experiences. You've seen them yourself.
Yes. Beginning with 1974, when I was 9 years old, I saw a circle... metallic object in the sky covering a treetop level. Then in 1990, I had three sightings, a flying saucer sighting next to the radar base at between 8:30 and 9 o'clock at night. Then I had two daytime sightings in December of 1990. And then the most recent sighting was in Whitefish in October, I think.
And these are all clear-cut in your mind. They behave strangely, too strangely for a natural phenomena or aircraft that we know.
Exactly.
You've seen and heard of other cases. People come to you and tell you stories of sightings. Was there a recent one that you heard about?
Yes, there was. I just got word that about 4 weeks ago, there was one right between Hanmer and Garson on the ski turnoff near there somewhere, where this huge cylindrical object was seen with a blue and green light and red light.
And not a sufficient explanation from anybody?
No. No, but apparently there was a lot of witnesses that saw it.
Well, this has to bring the question, what do you think, you, Michelle Deschamps, think these objects are?
Well, beyond the point of high strangeness, I'd say they'd have to be extraterrestrial. If they're not any man-made type of objects by the descriptions that I'm given, you have to go beyond the rim of reality and as we know it.
And once you've eliminated the possible, then you have to go to the impossible, so to speak.
Exactly.
And you know that people must say, Michelle, you're crazy. What do you say to them?
I tell them they're the ones who are crazy.
How so?
Because the evidence is there. I've got government documents. There's photographic evidence. There's physical landing traces. There's sightings by credible people, such as airline pilots and military pilots. The radar pickups of July 1952 over Washington, D.C., and the radar pickups of the radar base in 1975.
So the evidence is just too much to ignore. One question, though, I have to ask you, one last one. Do you look forward to seeing another one, or of having a possible encounter with one, or is it something that frightens you?
Well, I'm looking for proof of myself. I've never had a picture taken. I was never lucky to have equipment, and of course, you never are prepared when you have a sighting. It's when you least expect it, not when you're looking for it.
But just be observant.
That's right. That's the most important thing.
Well, keep your eyes peeled and let us know if you know something else that's going on that we should know about.
Thank you.
Okay, Michelle.
Okay. Good day.
Michel Deschamps of Hanmer. It's an interesting subject, and I don't think we'd ever come to the end of it. We could argue it round and round.